Parshas Chayisara, the Parsha in the Torah where it's Marech on the Indian of Shidduch. That's the Lila de Doiris on how to find the Shidduch, the Kuduk for the Shidduch. You want to take out two Nakudas from the Yezer. The Maisa comes out very interesting. It's not only what you look at when you're the Chassin, it's parents, what do you want for your children, what are you looking for your children. See, over here, the Yisaidis of what to do. It's number one, Eliezer Eved Avram, when he comes to the year, he was very worried that they weren't going to say yes to the Shidduch. It's not an easy Shidduch. They live in Chutz Laaretz. He's asking the girl to move to Eretz Yisrael, not to go back home. It's not an easy Shidduch. Boy, it's far away. It's Avram. The family is going to be maskim. It's not a simple Shidduch situation. He told Avram, who lied, who says she's going to come after me. As what does Eliezer do? The first thing that he comes is he davens. Even though he was the Eved of Avram, and Avram told him, Hashem, Zichah is going to help me, but the first thing that he does is he davens. And this is a big lesson for all of us. When we're looking for Shidduch for ourselves, or for our children, the Iker is Tefillah. Thus is the number one Shabbos that there is. It's not Tali what suit you're wearing when you're going out. It's not Tali on the Hule. The Iker is Tefillah. That's the first step that you always have to do. And by Yaakov Avinu, we find the same thing. It says when he went to look for a Shidduch, the Medrash says, he said, Shira Malas Esaina Yelahorim Me Ein Yave Ezri Zu Ishtoi Shalema Eze Kenegdo. Yaakov Avinu, Eliezer, when they went for a Shidduch, they responded, Radetz Mekubu Sla Yisrael, from Yuchid to say the Shira Malas that Yaakov Avinu said, because that was said on the Shidduch. That's a capital and tale to say when you're looking for a Shidduch. As the Shadda's number one is Tefillah and Shetei Drucha. You're going to need a lot of Tefillah. I one time actually got Musa from a famous Gabbai Staka, and he said a very good point. He was collecting Staka and whatever he made Staka, and he said, you want to write something, or you want to answer something. I asked, I need a Shidduch for his son. So I wrote down, there is Ziva problem for my son. Oh. And he said to me, that's all you're davening for Shidduch Hagam Benachman? After he finds the Shidduch, he has to stay married. He has to daven. He should have Shalom Bayis. He should have children. He said, everything should go well for him. Oh. And the Kamalani, he said, good. When we daven, you know, many times we daven to find the Shidduch, and then afterwards, like, okay. No. When you daven to find the Shidduch should be Oyla Hagel, they should have children, they should have everything they need. It's a very good point. Ezuchacham Alaymin Mikol Adam. Many people, especially you, have been called to things to say. Because number one, the Tefillah, what you're davening for. You're not just davening to have a Shidduch, to get married, you're davening that everything should work out. That's the Tefillahs that you're davening. That's the number one Hishtadus. More than the amount of Shadchanim you call, more than two. That's Aleph, and it really works. That's what the Parsha over here is, Megala. It really helps. It works. Number one. Number two. What do you look for in Shiva? But a lot of guys look like this is a very personal question. Like everyone is like their own personal thing. I have my one. She has his one. As what are you telling us what to look for in the Shidduch? It's very personal. So the emes is in truth, you're right. It is very personal. There's certain things that are personal. That people have their preferences. Some people like tall, some people like small, some people like skinny, some people like fat. But look, there are certain things that are personal preferences. There is nothing to talk about. But there are certain things that are basics in Aleph Beis and Shidduch. And there are certain things that are very important to be makbul, because these are the ikir. Certain things, tall she is, how talkative she is, how fun she is. It's nice, but preferences. But you have to know, when you're looking in Shidduchim, there's two things. There's the preferences, the lechatchilas, and there's the likuvas. There's the things that are really, really important. I feel we live in a dar that people used to be more easygoing about Shidduchim. They used to be more flexible. They used to look for what's the ikrim, what's important, and they used to know the rest of the stuff is not as important. Like the Zman Hazeh, people ask questions, okay. On Shabbos, do they eat on plastic or do they eat on china? What shul does he daven? What car does he drive? No, those are not the ikrim in Shidduchim. It's nice. It's nice if we have similar backgrounds. It's nice if we have similar lifestyles. It's nice if we have B'nai Torah, they have B'nai Torah. These are all nice, but they're not likuvah. One of the big reasons that could be for a shidduch crisis, if there is one, is people are very specific with Shmarazah. And it seems like a lot of things that used to be preferences became likuvahs. And it makes it very, very hard. Because we want to know what are the likuvahs, what are the real things that we're looking for. What's really important to look for in a way. Like the pasuk is Megala, that what he looked for was that she does chesed. The question is why is that the main thing? The Chayra, this one bacha that told me, his Rashi Shiva tells him he has to look for brilliant girls. Because if you want brilliant children, you have to marry brilliant girls. What's it, which is Shiva he was saying? She has to be well based in Chayra. She has to be machshiv teira ma'oi. It's very, very chashiv. And these are all good things to look for. But over here, he didn't ask, like, what Beis Yaakov did she learn it? What seminary did she go to? You know, if she went to Hadar, okay, not plus. No. He didn't ask what seminary she went to. He didn't ask, and she didn't go to seminary. Yeah. He would ask what seminary, he would have shot the shit up. I mean, she didn't go to BJJ. Yes. Yes. I would have shot the shit up. What did he ask? One thing. Is she about chesed? That's the one thing he checked out. Okay. So it seems like chesed is the most important thing. But the question is, what? All the girls are balei chesed. Just ask the shabbat. Now that all the girls are balei chesed, and they all do chesed. In fact, in seminary, they have a day where they go out and they do chesed, and they're all balei chesed. On Kinneret, there are levels of chesed. As we say in Eish Yischayel means it's not possible to find the Eish Yischayel. Then we say afterwards, Rabbis bonus asu chayel. As L'chayr, there's a stira. You start off. Aishas chayel miyimse. And then you say, Rabbis bonus asu chayel. And this is not just a story. Mishle, it's a parak in Mishle. It was written by Shlomo HaMelech, Chacham HaGadol Mikol HaOdom. A stira mineyu beg. As the Bachrim like to say, a joke. When you're trying to find out about Shidduchim, as all the Shadchanim say, Rabbis Bonus Asa Chayel. When you finally get married, Eish Yischayel means. Okay, that's the joke the Bachrim like to say. But what's the real pshat? The real pshat is that Rabbis Bonus Asa Chayel. To do a chesed, so many girls do a chesed. Of an Eishes Chayim, someone that's their mahus, that's who they are, mediums. There's two kinds of things. Everyone will do a chesed here and there, that's for sure. But an Eishes Chayim, someone who their mahus is chesed, mediums. That's something which is a yikar hametzius. And that's when he was looking for Rivka. The test wasn't, will she do a chesed one at a time? The test was, is she really about chesed? And where is the difference? The difference is, you know, there's two kinds of chasadim. There's one kind of chesed, you know, somebody is in a dire need. He can't take care of it. As avrachmanis on it, which is a chesed. But then there's a chesed, you know, the person could be misgather himself. Over here, Eliezer walks in. Eliezer was guns high. He was a strong guy. He could take his own water. He asked her for a cup of water. Help him. You know, she could have said to him, Mister, you could do it yourself. Not like he came alone. You could do it, even if he was alone. You could do it yourself just as much as I could do it for you. Number two, there's certain chasadim that we do because there are a lot of people that are watching the chesed. Rosh Hashiva used to say, it's very easy for me to get a binyan in the yeshiva. But when I ask for a reichen to pay the monthly stipend, that is very, very hard. This man has said to give a lot of credit, the Balabatim who arrange the payments for the mir go around saying they're giving for that reichen. People give, but it's a beautiful makuga. But he said when he collected, why? Because if you have a name on a building, you get covered, you get a big thing, But to pay a younger man $800 shekel a month, it's not such a mechubedik chesed. People don't want to do it. That's another nekuda. And really, the shayrish is one shayrish. Is the chesed coming because I really care and I really want to help you, or am I looking for myself? Chesed lu'umim chates. So the Gemara in Baba Basra. When Goyim do chesed, there are charity organizations amongst the Goyim. It's chates. It's a chet. Why? Because they're doing it l'man ha'kovet. They don't really care. But when Yidden do chesed, matem b'seiser yich ba'af. They'll give it b'seiser. They'll give it to a place where they don't get covered. They'll give it a one time where no one's going to know because they care, they want to help. As that's an emes a chesed, as it wasn't stam a chesed. And Eliezer, he waited to see, you know, some people, they do you a favor and they want to thank you. At least thank me, make me feel good. So that's what the Mepharshim say, that's why it says Elohim was mishtar after the chesed. He waited to see, was she waiting for the thank you or not? She didn't even wait for the thank you. She did the chesed, she was walking away. Finished. She did her chesed, kavaldi, she was walking away. She didn't even want the appreciation. She just wanted to help. As he was looking for the yuchadik, a kind of chesed. A chesed which is rain, pure, just for the other person. The Kli Yaakov points out beautifully that he didn't want him to have from B'nai Sikhanan. Why? Because the midas of B'nai Sikhanan are different. Zot the Kli Yaakov, you see it so clearly in this week's parsha. And that's why the parsha of Ephraim is right before the parsha of Rivka. Why? Ephraim, Avraham Avinu comes. Everyone's excited. He wants to be Nikra. Nasiat Elikim Bikirbenu. As okay, bring me Ephraim. He says, I'll give it to you for free. Mamish Givaldi. Avraham Avinu says, no, I want to pay you. He takes 400 and not stamp 400. Over the Seicha, the best coins. What happened? As the Mepharshim say, when it was Be'ene Bnei Chayz in front of everyone, covered. Yeah, sure, Avraham, I'll give it to you. Is everyone taking a picture with their smartphone? Avraham, I'm giving it to you. Avraham said, no, I want to pay. Okay, I'll let you pay. Then, when no one's listening, make sure you give me 400 ones. Good ones. Yeah. No one's looking, I want the geld. Zug the Kli Yaakov, very powerful. The Gemara says in Erevin, Adam is nicker with three dvarim. One of them is the kisa when it comes to geld. that people, you know, I'll be very nice to you. I'll say good morning. I'll say thank you. Some people won't even do that, but there are people that will do that. But you want me to give you money? Forget about it. My money is my money. Oh, you know how many fights there are over Yerushas? Lo Yuman. What happened? They were best friends for years and years in the family. All of a sudden, it happened to Yerusha. He gave him more. I got less. Why did he give to that grandchild? Why didn't he give me? And sometimes the people who are talking about are Gvirim Atsumim. And they're fighting over sums of money. It's beyond your head. What are they fighting about? When it comes to guilt, you know how many marriages are ruined from guilt? Because when people are selfish and they want, that's one of the ones that people have. As the shayrish of Shalom Bayis is, you're going to deal with someone. If she's always going to have her interest, he's always going to have his interest, and everyone's going to want their way, you're going to have problems in Shalom Bayis. When do you have good Shalom Bayis? When someone could give to the other person. When someone could be there for the other person. When you get married, automatically, a man has his ritzainus, a isha has her ritzainus. If you're not going to have this glue, this chesed, this caring for others, the shalom bayis is not going to click. As that's the olive base of shalom bayis. That's the olive base of looking for a shidduch. When people are selfish people, it makes shalom bayis very, very hard. There was one boy who said something so powerful. He was very, very makbid on a pretty girl. Not stand pretty, she had to be gorgeous. And it took him a while to find a shidduch. He got married at the age of 26. He got a gorgeous girl, he claims. And I looked and I quote, don't quote me, he claimed. This is what he's saying over. I got a gorgeous girl, but I'm miserable. I thought, what happened? Why are you miserable? Your mama's got that girl you dreamed of. He says, I didn't realize. Sometimes when you get, let me say something. He says, when you get a gorgeous girl, it comes with a package deal. She is very big balaskaiva. Because she knows everyone is looking at her. Everyone is like, thinks she's pretty. As when it comes to Shalom Bayis, she's very demanding, and she's very, as if I wouldn't know what the price I have to pay for it, I don't think I would have been so much. Now, the point of the story is not to ruin pretty girls' shidduchos. No. That's not the point of the story. The point of the story is be very careful on the midas. Thus is the ikar. Because when people, sometimes it could be rich, sometimes it could be pretty, sometimes it could be brilliant. You have to make sure it doesn't come with a package deal. It doesn't come with baggage. What baggage? Gaiva. When it comes with that, the person's into themselves. They're going to have a hard shalom bias. Because she's really into herself. And you are there to work for her. That's the way she looks at... one time was at a Sheva Brachas, and they were playing a game. And the game was that they asked, what do you expect in a marriage? This game should be banned. But anyway, the game was when the baby wakes up at night, who should wake up? And the girl wrote, the husband. Now I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, this girl is Barabbas. She doesn't have busha. No! It's coming to me. The husband wakes up. Of course. Now, I'm not saying you should ask on the date. If the baby wakes up, that's not a question for the date. But it's just like amazing. The the attitude and like no busha, like you would think, like at least on the Sheva Brachas, by the thing you would put down, show me. And then afterwards, tell him, you know, that was Sheva Brachas, I'm kidding. No busha, just straight out. Yeah. That's the difference between a Baal Chesed. A Baal Chesed is, I'm worried about the other person, I want to take care of the other person. As that's the Olivet in Shalom Bayis. That's the Olivet in the Shiva. As Mekitzer, we learned off the Tasha. We learned that he didn't want B'nai's Kanani, because B'nai's Kanani, Ephraim, cool. After he dealt with Ephraim, he saw what Kanani was, forget it. This is not for me. This is not the shidduch that I'm looking for. What do I want? A Baal Chesed. That is the basis. Now, it's good to want a Baal Chesed, but it's very important for every boy to know he has to be a Baal Chesed too for the shidduch to work. Yeah. You know, it's good to say, you know, I want a great girl. Why? Because some guys will think, okay, now I can be selfish. She'll take care of me. What am I getting married? Because it's a great deal. I get someone that's going to take care of me. No. In order for Shalom Bayis to go, you have to be a Baal Chesed too. You have to care. You have to want to take care of. You have to want to be there. No, he knew Yitzhak was a Baal Chesed, as he was looking in a shidduch for someone who was matir. And it's very, very important when a person goes to marriage and to be married for many years, it's always good to hear it over. The important thing that makes the marriage go is each one cares about the other one. Had one Chassam teacher that he told me, he told me his wife always gets very excited when he's a custom teacher. Why? Because for the next couple of weeks he behaves much better at home. As even though we're not custom teachers, but it's good to behave much better at home. Yes. I mean, it's good to always remind yourself, nipam, lipam, that it's it's good to invest. And it's an investment that's mamash kedai. It's an investment in building your future, building your bias, building your children, everything. Okay. If that's the opinion of Shidduchim, we saw what's important in looking for Shidduchim, which is really what's important in making a marriage work. And it's not only we're looking for a girl that is that way, we learned also what we're looking for in ourselves, what we have to be to make a marriage work. As even though we spoke about what to look for in the shidduch, lahamis amik, lahamis blamin, we really learned what is the glue that makes the marriage work. One more thing, when you do chesed, it's very, very important. Even people that want to do for others, but there's another level, and this is very important. Number one, the first thing is to wake up and think about others, not just think about ourselves. But there's another thing. There was this lady that she wanted to make her husband something for her birthday. As what did she do? She made for him this yummy chocolate cake. Mama's delicious chocolate cake. She was so excited. She gave it to him, and the husband wasn't so excited. She asked the husband, wow, you know how long I spent in the kitchen, how much I made these ingredients, why are you so excited? As the husband said, because you like chocolate cake. I don't like chocolate cake. She gave him, but, you know, she's going to sit there and eat the chocolate cake afterwards. You know, I give him, but I give him a present that, you know, I enjoy. You have to know, what does he want? What does he like? And this is a very big insight, because even when we do chesed, sometimes our eyeglasses are what we like. But when you're marrying the isha is different. The eyeglasses have to be, what would she like? What does she want to hear? You know, when she's talking to you, how does she want me to react? Not how would I like to react. you may not be interested in talking about what she wants to wear, what she, what, how the ring fits on her finger, but she wants to talk about it. She wants you to be interested. Because when you're doing chesed, you have to go out of your box and you have to see what does she want. It's very, very important in chesed, which is chesed in everyone, even with friends, even with parents. You have to think what is good for them. First of all, you have to notice someone else exists, which for many people is very, very hard. A whole day long, they're looking in the mirror. And I don't mean when they go to, when they leave the deer in the morning, they're in front of the mirror 2 minutes. That's not, those kind of people, the whole day long, they're looking in the mirror. All they see is themselves the whole day long, even when they're not in front of the mirror. You have to first notice there are other people in the world. And then you have to start realizing their needs are different and to want to take care of them. Avraham Avinu told Eliezer. Eliezer said, I have a perfect shidduch for Yitzchak. Eliezer had a daughter. If you think about it, what such a beautiful shidduch. Avraham Avinu was the Rosh Yeshiva. Eliezer was the Skan Rosh Yeshiva, vice president. Yeah. Not just like, you know, you have yeshivas where you have a bunch of Rosh Yeshivas together. You think about, what a shidduch! The two Rosh Yeshivas, the son marries the daughter. Not only that, Eliezer was the Talmud of Avraham. What a shidduch. The Boshel is the Talmud of Nochum, he married in the family. As Eliezer, Avram has the Talmud of, wow, what a shidduch. It wasn't like, you know, one of those Hamsas, like from left field. It was a good shidduch. What does Avram tell Eliezer? Avram tells Eliezer that Klal Yisrael is Baruch, Hashem gave us bracha. Eliezer, you're from Knan, you're Or. It's not a good shidduch. Wow. As what is a good shidduch? Eliezer went and looked for chesed. Why? Because chesed is the shayrish of bracha in the world. Avram was bracha, and it says, why did he look for chesed? Zakrashi. Because he's a bias of goyim lechasadim. As what's matim for a shidduch for a Klal Yisrael? A isha shel chesed. Tirgum amilim ba baruch v'dovet v'borcha. Because chesed is the shayrish of bracha and the bayis. When a person looks for himself, looks out for other people, Hashem silcha yad yiminecha. The way you act to others is the way Hashem acts to you. When you're good to other people, you're good to your wife, you're good to the people around you, Hashem is memala you and Hashem is good to you. Mida keneged mida. As Rivka is a chefza shel bracha, because she's a balas chesed. She's a baruch, which is mistabit for baruch. When you have two brachas getting married, I mean baruch marries bracha. Oh, the gevaldig shidduch. Thus is the tzetzayim, or klal yisrael tzadikim. Thus is gevaldig. The siyata dishmaya is on a different level. In the hemshech of the parsha, it says that. Bow, that Yisrael said to Eliezer, Bow, Baruch Hashem, you should come. Zot the Medrash, over here, Eliezer went from Arur and he became Baruch. Why? Zot the Medrash, because he was Misharis Avram Avinu Be'emunah. This one of my chassid teachers was with Aaron David. He is busy to someone over here with Reish Chayor, often he has Abrichim that he gives Shiurim to. Rav Nochum said on Rav Aaron David, if you want to learn Midas Tavis, go to him. That's why Rav Asher sent me to Rav Aaron David to be my chassid teacher. as he said a gevaldig word on this. He said the shevish of shalom bayis is being there for the other person. He said when Eliezer, he had a daughter, he had an Agias. He wanted the shidduch for himself. And he went ahead and he helped Avraham Avinu get the proper shidduch for him. He was Yotza Miklal Klolo V'nichnes L'chlal Baruch. And he added beautifully that if you look back, why did the Klolo happen to Cham? Because by Noach, after the Mabul, as Cham saw Noach, he was in his wife's tent, he wanted to have another child, and he was misaris him. Why? Because he says, now there are three people that are Yerish you. Do you want to have another person that's Yerish you? We're going to lose money. What upon Yerushas are very, very dangerous. We're going to lose money. As Noach was Mekalodim. Where would he get the Klala? Because he was selfish. He was thinking about himself. My guilt. I don't want my father to have another child. It's going to make it hard for me. You know, Ada Yoim, there are children that walk to their parents and say, why did you have such a big family? Kilu like it's the parents' decision. Hashem told them, why did you have such a big family? That's the door of Isman Hazer. Yeah. Who is the first one that did it? Chum! Knan! Yeah, what are you doing? What's that problem with Yerusha? You're not going to be able to take care of me, spend money on me. Oh, that's all rule! When was the Yotze L'Klal Arur and Nichnas L'Klal Baruch? When he was Misharis Avram, even when he had a Negis. As one of the Rebbeim asked on Rav Aaron David over here, so then why did not Eliezer go back to Avram and say, okay, I was Nichnas L'Klal Baruch, now you can marry my daughter? Yesh Lepalto on the cash. It's a really boss cash. Okay. But Gus is the Valdi of he was Mephalto on the cash, and you can look in the Kadusha Shuri, the Valdi Baruch, he says a couple of Mephalto and Yishmato on number two. The Venus Street, let's focus in on the part and the point. It's such a powerful point in Shalom Bayis. That the sheirish of bracha in the bayis, the sheirish of good shalom bayis, is when everyone's out to care about the other. That's what we learn from the parsha, and we learn Eliezer went out. As when you really want a shidduch, and you help your friend get that shidduch. Your life into a bracha. Because that really is something which is growing the bracha. You put your personal interest away, we all understand that. And you know something? When your wife wants something and it's hard for you and you're mevater, you also life into a bracha. Because that's the shayrish of bracha in the world. Being there for others, doing for others, that's the shayrish of on Shidduchim, we say this thing in the Kudus in life. But as Hashem, we are the children of Yitzchak and Rivka. We have it in us already. So as Hashem, we should be zeichet big body chasodim in our Shidduchim. And as Hashem, everyone should be zeichet to fill the highest memo of Yitzchak.